One of the inspiring people I worked with was Henry Harrison, who was a prolific inventor. He had more than 100, eventually, before he retired, had more than 100 United States patents. One of the important things that he did was to recognize the importance of the mechanical analogy of electrical circuits. Now, that had been known before, but he tied in with the vast amount of work that the Bell system had done in electrical transmission theory. And so he applied that, first of all, to a telephone transmitter with its carbon grains and all of that, which he looked upon as a transmission system with distributed constants of masses and stiffnesses and so on. Now, the reason I mention that is because the next important phase of my career had to do with recording and reproducing of sound. And here, again, I worked for Henry Harrison, and he began to apply this analogy to the problems there, and this eventually led to what later on became known as hi-fi recording and reproducing, although in the 1925-27 period it wasn't called that. But he applied it not only to the recorder itself, which became a so-called rubber line recorder with distributed constants, he also applied it to the acoustic phonograph, which became the RCA, or rather Victor, orthophonic acoustic phonograph, and it was designed on the basis of these analogies. Now, all of this experience gave me an opportunity to do a number of other things. For one thing, I was asked to, with Halsey Frederick, who was my boss at a little later stage, to write the article in Pender's Handbook on recording and reproducing of sound, including mechanical, optical, and magnetic recording. Also, a little later, in 1950, and again in 1956, I was asked to write the article on the gramophone in the Encyclopedia Britannica. And that was interesting because of all the things I've done, that was the only thing that ever impressed my daughter.